Mexico's new president is poised to approve a constitutional amendment that will allow him to create a new federal law enforcement agency. The National Guard will be tasked with curbing the country's climbing number of homicides, which last year was the highest on record, more than 33,000. But as Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, many worry this will only normalize the presence of the military in the country's streets.
Soldiers in fatigues and berets march onto Mexico City's main square. They're here, just past dawn, for the daily raising of the flag. Across the street, in the presidential palace, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has advocated for putting the military police on patrol across the country.
Bueno, el día de hoy es un día importante.
In a recent news conference, he celebrated when the Senate gave preliminary approval.
Se aprueba la participación del ejército y de la marina.
The plan calls for the military and naval police forces to be on patrol for at least the next 5 years. Julio Sabines Chester King is a Mexico City-based security consultant who has worked with the last three administrations.
Now they have to have the military police loosen up their traditional military vision of work, to say so, and have a more civilian conformation.
One of the goals of Mexico's civilian National Guard will be to stop organized crime. It'll start off with about 50,000 uniformed officers, and they'll receive training in human rights and detective work. Sabines says there will be more ways to hold the military and naval police accountable because they'll be part of a civilian force. Sabines says the president's intention is to dissuade crime in areas that have become lawless.
Local police forces have no way to match up with organized crime. The National Guard would have the resources.
But the plan for the National Guard should help local and state police forces that already exist and are strapped. So says Carlos Azueta, who researches law enforcement in Mexico for Amnesty International.
And that's a fundamental mistake because you cannot have enough federal police or this National Guard police or any other federal body trying to control every aspect of security in this big country.
Zazueta says it could go one way or another. The National Guard could demilitarize the conflict or escalate it. Pablo Giro is with Mexico United Against Crime, an NGO that advocates on behalf of victims.
It's more like an occupying force that goes from one place to another, and they don't have the know-how of the gangs or situations that may help them resolve some crisis.
For Giro, the country needs a comprehensive strategy that looks at the staggering rate of impunity. 9 out of 10 crimes go unpunished.
You need to get the local judicial services to work so that you get this impunity rate down, and then you also need to have a strong federal presence.
At a recent raising of the flag in downtown Mexico City, Juan López Guillén looked on as the military police marched. López Guillén is a retired teacher from the coastal state of Nayarit, and he says he believes the country does need a National Guard. López Guillén says he and the country won't fully know whether the National Guard works out until the end of this presidential term, which is in about 6 years. The National Guard is expected to go on duty later this summer. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.